Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
I'm kind of shy.
You're kind of shy?
Very much so. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, oh my gosh.
I know it doesn't seem that way because of, well, what we do for a living.
Uh-huh.
Me and Steph here doing our Race to 1,000 selfies. And I got an offer to go out to a Rotary Club, which I have no idea what that is. But it's people who just spin around. I don't know. Rotary Club in Sauk. It's like the Prairie du Sac Rotary Club. Got a very nice email from very wonderful young lady. Said, my husband and I listen to you guys all the time. And you can get a lot of selfies if you come out here to our Rotary Club. We're having a fish boil or something tasty at all. Just two nasty words. Fish and boil. That's probably the grossest two words ever combined when you're talking about food.
Real quick, since you mentioned fish boil, and then we'll get back to why are you shy.
Yeah.
That will always stand out to my husband. One of our first shows that we did together, I'm like, wait, what is a fish boil? What does that mean? And you're like, you just put water and fish together, Steph.
Yeah.
Who is this chick I'm working with? She doesn't even know how to do a fish boil.
Seems like the worst way to cook fish, though. But yeah, when I first heard about it, too, I was like, wait a minute, yeah. Because Belleville has a fish boil. What's a fish boil? Well, you boil fish. Are you mad at it? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a smelt. Somebody who smelt, I think it was. Maybe it was a smelt. I don't know if it's metal or fish.
Well, that's awesome that they invited you. Did you go?
Very wonderful. So I was like, that's great. I'll see you guys out there at 4:30. And then they sent an email back and they said, oh, just so you know, we're not the organizers of the event or anything. We're just some people who are going to be there. We're just in it for the smelt. And then I was like, oh, never mind then. And I told him, I said, yeah, this kind of things don't really work well when nobody knows who I am. And that is the 100% truth. Due to what I do on the radio, what we do here, Everyone thinks that, when you're out and about, you're the life of the party. Yeah, not so much. If nobody knows who I am, I'm pretty much stick to myself. I don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
You have, and not that you're bothering, but you have it, and I was telling my daughter about this. You've got an amazing ability to say, to heck with it, and walk up to folks and jam a microphone in their face. You do. It's a great talent. I am not good at that. And I can tell, like, if I'm bothering someone. Like, when we were doing the Old Dominion pre-concert party.
Yes.
Hey, can I get a selfie with you? And about 10% of people said no. And
yeah.
That hurts. Because they don't ever go, hey, no. It's always like, no. Like, it's very clear that I'm bothering them. And if you don't know what I look like, if you're not on our Facebook Live right now, at any time I used to say this to my old co-host, she'd go, no, I know what I look like. I did this to myself. I'm very aggressive looking. I've got a very big beard. I've got a big voice. I'm covered in tattoos.
Even like, police officers roll up their window. Do you, Jackson?
Absolutely. Yes, even cops don't want to talk to me. You know? But so
Who's this homeless man coming at me?
That's right. I have a really hard time approaching people that don't know who I am, because literally over 50% of the time I'm going to be met with a confused look or aggression. Like, no, I don't want to be bothered right now. And it's like, I'm just trying to have fun. And then it's not fun for me.
See, and here's where we differ in that, where we both could approach the person, but it stings a little bit longer for you, I guess, if they say no to the selfie.
Because
I have been told no so many times. Every single place I've gone to, I have had people say no.
Even
scheduled appointments. Even the mom the company, the son, said no to me.
Well, that's different. He didn't say no because he didn't know who you were and he didn't want to be bothered. He said no because he didn't want to have his picture taken. That's
correct.
Totally different than, hey, a couple guys sitting at a bar and I walk up, hey, can I get a selfie with you? No. Like, what's your problem, dude? And it's like, whoa, hey, you know, like, I'm okay, all right, let's be nice to me, because I can turn on the be mean switch, and once that switch is on, like, that's another thing too, is like, I got that switch. Like, I've had people before swear at me, and
okay,
then it's on, you know, because like, oh, you're gonna be mean to me. Well, I'm really good at that, you know. And I've never been good in those situations. And my wife gets this a lot. She's a wedding photographer, and always someone will figure out, oh, that's Jackson's wife, or, you know, it's usually the mother of the bride, you know, that's a listener to the show. And then they'll of course ask, can Jackson come out? Can you know, will you call him? You know, the wedding's in Madison. You guys live in Madison. Will he, you know, will he come out? We'd love to meet him. And I've gotten that call.
I've gotten that call
on a Saturday night very often. And my wife.
So there's
always
the flip side of that. That's kind of cool, huh?
But my wife always tells him, he's not really, he's actually kind of shy. Like, and I am. Like, if I'm not in a social situation where people know who I am or I feel comfortable, I'm a wallflower. I just don't like to be bothered, which sounds really weird for what we do.
Yes, it's all right though, Jackson.
Oh, I know it's all right. I'm not looking for. I'm not looking for.
Are you looking for the aww?
Not at all. I will so fast turn this podcast off if you. I'm already annoyed right now at the fact that you want. I can feel an awe inside you, and I'm not gonna lie, Steph. It annoys me so much that I know you have an awe on deck.
Yes, oh, that's something that I learned about Jackson.
I didn't even realize
I was doing it. It's just one of those
pity
habits.
Awe.
Yeah, the pity awe, where sometimes I don't mean it as pity. I'm just like, aw. And it drives him bonkers.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of my least favorite sounds in the world.
And now that you've said that, I notice other people doing it more often. I'm like, oh, there's the pity awe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I don't notice many men doing the pity awe. Not really. It's more females.
It's more of a gal thing. It's because you're sweet and because we're total D-bags. And I 100% get that. I've been, you know, you haven't lost your shine and I've been browbeaten by life. So that's why you still, you can awe that if you want to. I've had a bad life. No, but hey, that's why you're so sweet.
What did you call it? The be mad switch? Your be mad switch,
yes.
And maybe I just don't have that. So if someone says, no, yeah. I don't really want a selfie art, no. Yeah. Like, hey, I get it, no worries. On to the next person. You're not worth my time. I'm not going to burn calories over
there you.
Or what's that say? I'm not going to waste no calories on you.
See, that's I've spent a lot of my time with two switches, angry and a little less angry. That's how... Now I live a very nice life. I'm a bit better about being happy.
Yes.
But before I had this great job here and I did landscaping and things weren't going so well in my life. You know, working a lot of jobs, very hand to mouth, very paycheck to paycheck. It was angry or a little less angry. There really was no happiness. There really wasn't even sadness. Like sadness was just met with anger. Like that was. Yeah, like, oh, well, he's not too angry, so it must be a good day for him.
You have to see the movie Inside Out. I still love that animated movie.
Oh, yeah, all the emotions?
Yes.
Yeah, I could probably relate with anger.
Yes, anger. Yeah. You would love that one.
Because there's times where I get angry, and then it's like, why are you angry? Because I'm angry!
Yes,
and then I'm
just
angry
let
because
me be
I'm angry.
Angry.
Yeah, and then like I remember seeing that guy. He's a little red guy where his head kind of lights on fire.
Yep.
That's how I am. Like, why are you mad? Because I'm mad!
And for me, I've been in those situations where I'm kind of mad. And then if someone says, are you mad? Like, don't even say it because now you're just going to make me more mad by showing me that I'm mad.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this has become like a therapy session
today. Yeah, it really has. Oh, we're going to feel good about each other now. We're going to have a big hug after this. And I'm going to throw up on the floor.
But going back to Jackson being kind of shy, so now you know that in case you're approaching him or vice versa, and you're like, oh, well, I guess I do remember you saying you're kind of shy.
Also, I had something happen to me recently, too. If you approach me and immediately insult me.
Who would do that?
Oh, that happens all the time.
How would they solve? Wait.
The time.
Is it because they don't know you or they're approaching
they
you to give you crap?
They do know me or they... doesn't matter. If the first time that me and you have made contact, you insult me in some way, shape, or form, it's over now. Like that's, I've had that happen. It's usually a guy that comes up and they want to try to, like bros like to do.
Yeah, bros you like, know? But they think they're being funny.
But we ain't bros, bro. Like we don't know. I had a woman come up to me recently that right away had a nasty look on her face. And she goes, you don't look country.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You're now offending my brand, you know. And I went, all right then. Like you don't look country either. I was like, I don't know where to go from this conversation now. Like, do I high five you? Like, I don't know. If the first thing that you say to me is you cutting me down, the rest of this conversation probably ain't going to go the way that you want it to.
And like, was this before the Luke Bryan song or after the Luke Bryan song?
This was after Luke Bryan.
This was after the Luke Bryan song.
This last weekend.
You should have told her, like, hey, you know, Luke Bryan made a song about
that. Well, I said, country's different. I said, look, I live in a country. I've been to the country. I don't know what I can say to you now. Like, I don't know where this conversation is supposed to go.
I don't think country has a look anymore.
I don't think it does either, but like right away, boom. You don't look country. Oh, all right then. So that's where this is going to go.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean by that?
Now what are we supposed to do with ourselves?
Oh, man.
Oh, not looking country. Good morning, Tammy, John, Garrett, Aaron J., Tony, Elaine. T. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. I'm going to tell you what, the weather really changed from what my phone told me this morning. I got up this morning and said, hey, it's going to be pretty nice. Might even be in the 50s, not going to rain. But over here now it says high of 43, rain likely, 60% chance. But still, let's look on the bright side, maybe a 40% chance that it does not rain. But right now, actually not too bad. Put on a light jacket, but make sure your headlights are on. It is 42 at 544.
We were just having a little therapy session off air, actually.
Yeah, we were. Getting fired up.
Yeah, on today's Q106 Facebook page, and that's where you will also find today's Therapy Thursday. Are we getting right into it right now?
Jump right into it. Tell them
Let's
what's going
do it.
On.
Okay. So here's the email that we got for Therapy Thursday this week. I have a 16-year-old daughter who's very excited about the prom, like any teenager would be. But the problem I have is the dress.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. My ex allowed his new wife to take our daughter dress shopping. She's very different taste than I do. The dress they bought, while it's beautiful, leaves little to the imagination. Of course, our daughter loves the dress, so every time I suggest something different, it's met with the typical eye roll or comments like, come on, Mom, this is what prom dresses look like now. When I talked to her dad about it, he agreed the dress is a little much or lacking much, but also understands times change, and this is how kids dress these days. What should we do? Is there anything we can do at this point? Oh, man, this is so hard.
The problem isn't so much on this one is that the stepmom did this. It's that the daughter loves the dress.
Yes.
And how do you get, like, a teenager gets their mind set on something that's set in stone.
And especially at this point now, if the mom is already saying no, then the daughter wants it even more. That type of psychological layer to it.
And I've got a teenager who... I always tell her that sweater could use another sweater.
Yes.
It's a problem. If you have a teenager who's developed or even if something it's in revealing clothing, and this is no dig on prom dresses, but if you look at the prom dresses nowadays, they certainly ain't the ones from the 90s and they certainly ain't the ones from the 80s that, you know, that you may remember with big poofy shoulders. They're evening gowns.
They
these are gorgeous dresses.
And they look like they're made more for women, not teenagers. So that's where the battle happens now. Are you going through this? What should our Therapy Thursday person do? What should this mom, is there any tips you have for her? We would love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1063 with Therapy Thursday. That is tough.
We've got an advantage on that. Lily is a big fan of quinceañera dresses.
Oh, nice.
You ever seen a quinceañera dress?
They're a wedding dress.
No. It looks like a prom dress from 1984. Poofy. They got big poofy shoulders.
Gotcha.
There's a store right by our house that sells quinceañera dresses.
Oh.
And that's next to a little Mexican grocery store. And every time we go by, she goes, that's where I want to get my prom dress. And I'm like, all right, cool. Because those things are like, it's damn near a hoop skirt. Nobody can even get close enough to be inappropriate.
You can't even do the old school
Yes. There's room for Jesus in there. Plenty of room for Jesus.
And you know what? I still remember... My mom was one of the strictest moms, so she made sure that we went shopping together, not for prom, but one of those other dances.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with my mom because she let it be a little shorter than she typically.
Oh, really?
I was showing leg, and so I was like, whoa. That's so tough.
So
have you been through that situation?
Mom voice. You were talking mom voice earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
what happened?
Mom voice. If you ever see me out and about, like Jackson was saying that he's shy, I'm not shy with this. And yes, I will stop and take a selfie even if my mom voice is in full force.
Bryce, get in the car! Hey, can we get a selfie?
Exactly. I will be like, sure, hang on. Help me get my kids wrangled into the mom van. Let's take a selfie. I was out at a playground yesterday taking the kids to the slides and the swings. It was a nice afternoon and the park was full. And it was time to wrap up. Yes, I do the typical countdown. I know that really helps my kids.
Oh,
so there's a little tip.
Hey, you got 5 minutes?
Yep. Hey, guys, we're going to start wrapping up in 10 minutes. All right, guys, 5 minutes. All right, figure out what's your last slide. What's your last swing? So I did all that already.
We would always do. All right, two more. Yeah, two more.
Yeah.
Two more rides down the slide.
Yeah.
And then we got to go.
Yep. Yes. And I'm alone with all three. So
single mom out there just trying to make her way through the world. Oh, sorry, your husband's at work. My bad.
Yeah, my husband's at work. But I always wonder that because there were a lot of mom-dad couples. So I wonder like, oh, I wonder what they're thinking of me right now. But it didn't matter. I had to get Claire out of the swing. So I just start walking with her. Like, Bryce, Stella, now, Van. And all these other parents are looking at me. And I don't care at this point because I already gave them the countdowns. They're trying to get away with one more slide.
You're warming your hand up. It's almost spanking time. Come on now. Mama's had a rough week, and I got some aggression to get out.
Yes, and we're parked on a street, so there's a lot of things going on. And a lot of different, you know, I can't have all my eyes working. Yeah. So I'm carrying Claire. I'm yelling at the kids. And I've also done that in the store when they start getting a little crazy.
You
and
have
we're
to.
Going down the aisles of Walmart. And I'm like, no more touching. One more time, you're getting in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I have physically just picked them up and thrown them in the cart. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I say that to the other parents. And they're like, it's okay.
They understand. Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope so, because I'm not going to do like, oh, honey, stop, stop. I'm like, no, stop touching. That's my mom voice.
That's something that I 100% agree with, and I will argue this to the death of me. Your kids, you're not there to negotiate with them. It is not. This is not a democracy in any way, shape, or form. I'm in charge, and that is how it is. Kids need discipline. And this, hey, say hey five or six more times. Maybe that'll work. Hey, buddy, what's the problem? Well, you're a crappy parent. That's a problem right there. Legit is what the problem. Hey, maybe you stop doing that. Maybe you grow a spine, all right? And you ain't got it. I'm not saying you got to spank him, but if you walk up to him and go, hey, everything will stop. You know, what I used to do is I would stomp on the ground, like front of the house. You stomp on the ground. You shake the ground underneath them. They will stop doing whatever it is that they're doing, because they need to understand, I am the one in charge. I am the Alpha and the Omega. As far as you are concerned, the sun rises and sets because I say so.
And even my mom says I let them get away with too much. I'm like, how much more can I let them get away with? I'm picking them up at the Walmart stores and throw them in the carts. Like, I've already given them my mom voice. They know. And when it's time to go, and at that point at the park, though, as soon as I start walking, that's another trick I do. I just start walking.
Yes.
And that's when they do start like, wait for me.
She might actually leave me. I think we used to have another brother. I'm out of here. No, and you know, we've never had to spank Lily. I've never been a spanker. I've just had to threaten. You know, hey. That's my hey. It's hey. That's the hey you
got to
use.
See, there's your dad voice, hey.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of that dad voice. And also, don't be afraid when you're in public, because the other parents, they know what you're going through.
They've been there, done it.
Yeah.
So have you been in that situation where you had to really bring out the voice and...
John on Facebook says, I would drag the kids out of stores by the ear. I wouldn't do that. What I would do is I'd twist the back of Lily's hair. I just grab it and do like that. You go, and she turned around like, it is enough, just like a little tug. Yeah. You know,
what? In all my times of being out in public and the stores, I haven't really experienced other parents doing it. So I don't know if I'm a bad parent.
I think it's because they're embarrassed. There's a lot of what you don't want to be known as that parent that has the bad kids that you can't control, but that's not your fault. It's your fault if you're doing the hey, granolin. Look, I know that you want a gluten-free fruit snack right now, but hitting your sister with an axe is not a way. I know you just stole a car, but that crap doesn't work.
I know, because if I ever did see other parents going through it, I would definitely be like, hey, I understand your situation.
Yeah.
High five in the aisle.
I was in
you
a store.
You keep going, Mom. You keep going, Dad.
Yeah, I was in a store a few months ago, and I saw a hey, Dad, and I thought, that's your own fault now. Good luck. Good luck. You had four kids that were not listening. Like, well, that's what you get. That's what you made your bed. Now go ahead and lie in it. You know?
Hey.
I walked by and went, hey. Kept on walking. Maybe it helped. Guess it didn't.
I try to start that way. And I try and get at their level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you guys, come on. We're at a store. This is not the playground.
What I say to Lily now is when she does stuff is, oh, so you like it when I yell. And then she goes, no. And I go, well, you do an awful lot of stuff to make me do this.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you like it when I yell. You know the things that are going to get me to yell. You then do them. So this is what you wanted. I'm just giving you what you asked for.
I know. And I'm like, is this what they're used to now? Are they used to my mom voice where it doesn't even affect them anymore?
It's drown out. Like,
yes.
They're having conversations. Yeah, she thinks it works. Whatever.
It might be at that point, too.
Well, good morning, Jim. And we're going to be jumping off here, everybody. And we won't be using our mom voices on you today.
Hopefully
not. Maybe we will.
Thank you for joining in our social mornings.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.